नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामे नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणु प्रचारणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशधारिण जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री गदाधर शिवाचादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो वी हैव बीन डिस्कसिंग दिस टॉपिक ऑफ इंपॉर्टेंस ऑफ मन शिक्षा। So I'll do a quick recap of what we have seen. So first, Urmila Mataji mentioned that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give Raga Bhakti, which is very clear. But somehow, Bhakti Siddhanta Sahasrara Thakur, his disciples and grand disciples are often criticized that they sort of deviated from this purpose of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. Why they have, they seemingly have not emphasized on the Raga Bhakti and seemingly have emphasized Vaidhi Sadhana. So an understanding of Manasiksha is pivotal to resolve this apparent accusation on Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur and his followers. And actually to resolve this, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, in the 39th chapter of Jaivadharma, he, in a conversation between Gopal Guru Goswami, who is the main proponent of the external path through Vakreshwar Pandit and Swarup Damodar Goswami, he has a conversation with Vijay Kumar and Vrajanath. So in that conversation, Gopal Guru Goswami himself talks about Rupa Goswami's esoteric path, which he has mentioned in the Manasiksha. So through that, he seems to sort of very nicely blend this exoteric external path and internal path, where the internal path gives absolute emphasis to the internal reformation, which gradually makes one qualified to come to the to accept the external path easily. So the external path has some prerequisite in terms of internal purification, which is accomplished by the internal path. But having said that, internal path, if one takes, he need not necessarily shift to the external path at some point. If he wants, he can, depending on what his guru suggests. But it's not a prerequisite. He can continue with the internal path, and the holy name himself can, holy name himself can reveal the one swarupa. So the need for Siddha Pranali and taking the Siddha Deha from the guru is not a mandatory thing in Gaudiya Vaishnava line, as it had, it came to believe after some point that it is absolutely mandatory. But actually, it's not mandatory. So therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur sort of very easily blends these two processes.
Even when Saraswati Thakur is mentioning, so does he go to the Shastric Praman for these concepts? Like if someone has to ask, someone has to argue that mandatory means, so there must be some Shastri reference to these things, or
Manasiksha is the reference. In Manasiksha, he gradually goes, and Manasiksha ke upar Bhaktivinoda Thakur and the contemporary acharyas ke commentaries. That is the proof.
Okay,
that how
so anyone can raise that argument.
People can raise the argument.
At least we go to Bhagavatam CC karega to we go to Bhagavatam.
इसके लिए भी प्रमाण इस अवर मनसिक्षा एंड भक्ति नोटा कोर्स राइटिंग्स सो आई मीन हु विल अक्यूज आर देयर इनसाइडर्स और आउटसाइडर्स मतलब इनसाइडर्स है
इनसाइडर्स
Then, I mean, yeah.
So,
if it is outside Gaudiya, other Gaudiya people, then we don't necessarily talk with them. ज़्यादा कुछ डिस्कस करने की जरूरत नहीं है ये सब चीज़ के बारे में, क्योंकि वो उनका गिवन पाथ में कितना फिक्स्ड है पता नहीं. एक सादा डिस्कशन से शुरू होगा, देन व्हेन ही कम्स आउट टू बी एक्सट्रीमली वेल रेड एंड दिस थिंग, आवर फेथ में गेट शेकन इफ वी आर नॉट फर्मली रूटेड. सो बेटर नेवर गेट इन टू सच डिस्कशंस. अप्रिशिएट appreciate the, we don't believe that there cannot be any sincere follower outside Islam. That is a very wrong understanding. There could be extremely sincere followers outside Islam, but having said that, we don't want to but still we don't want to get into philosophical discussions with them, because one thing you have to understand is deep, many things will certainly be irresolvable when it comes to the philosophical conclusions, because their acharyas they are given a particular access to that pastime, our acharyas are given different access to that particular same pastime. ईवन एतेजां सकलापुंसां कृष्णस्तु भगवान स्वयं को एकदम अथॉरिटेटिव श्री वैष्णव मध्व कमेंट्री रहेगा जिसमें अवर अंडरस्टैंडिंग विल नॉट बी देयर. तो दैट इज हाउ दे रिटेन देयर फेथ इन देयर गोल एंड एस्पिरेशन. इफ दे एक्सेप्ट द सेम एक्सप्लेनेशन एज गिवन बाय जीव गोस्वामी, then how will they still with faith continue in their aspiration of worshipping Lord Narayan and Lord and Goddess Lakshmi? It is not possible. So aisa discussions may never get into it. You have faith that Jiva Goswami ne established kar diya, Rupa Goswami ne established kar diya, Bhakti Vedanta Thakur, Bhakti Vedanta Thakur ne solid established kar diya, एंड उनके लिए उनका आचार्यगण ने एस्टैब्लिश कर दिया, लेट देम फॉलो देयर्स, वी विल फॉलो आवर्स, लेट अस वी कैन हैव म्यूचुअल अप्रिशिएशन, यू सी हिज सिंसियर प्रैक्टिस एंड अप्रिशिएट, बट डोंट बिकम टू इनक्विजिटिव. आप क्या करते हैं, क्या करते हैं, अरे इतना मतलब आपका पूरा दिन ऐसा अच्छा एंगेजमेंट है यार. अच्छा तो आप हरिनाम के जगह पे ये इसमें क्यों इतना ज्यादा प्रैक्टिस करते हैं, ही विल गिव यू अ 2 आवर सॉलिड प्रेजेंटेशन बेस्ड ऑन व्हाट देयर आर, तो आपको ऐसा इंप्रेसिव रहेगा, ऐसा 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 करके एलिजेंस शिफ्ट हो जाता है. सो वी शुड नेवर बिकम इंक्विजिटिव, ज्यादा इंक्विजिटिव होने का जरूरत नहीं है. Then it will create issues. We can always be appreciative, but we can be inquisitive if we are very firmly, if we are convinced that we are very firmly rooted in our practices and we will never shift allegiance. But who can be sure? बोल ही नहीं सकते. कब कैसे change होगा बोल नहीं सकते. ये सब थोड़ा 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 करके वो विषकन्या जैसे change होता है. Overnight कुछ change नहीं आता. So no one can be confident enough to say that, you know, it change nahi hoga. Ye sab thoda dur se appreciate and move on. That is the best for this. And be very firmly rooted in our what our acharyas have given. Is baar ka kal ka Radhesham Prabhu ka Bhagavatam class suna morning. Solid Bhagavatam class diya. Lamba. Chopati. Chaupati ka Bhagavatam class, he was hitting on the same point. It was like anyone who has been observing the happenings in the last month or so can relate to what context he is addressing. Then finally, he ended the class by mentioning 4-5 hours of protecting yourself. First, he said, right source. First, the point is that read from the right source, hear from the right source. If you start hearing from here and there, then you will completely lose your enthusiasm to practice devotion service. Oh, point may be to hear. Then, right attitude, hear with the right attitude, serve with the right attitude. Then he said, right source, right attitude. Then he said, here, rapt attention, perform all your devotional activities with rapt attention. Don't mechanically do. Fourth point he mentioned is, regulated rules and regulations. Follow them very strictly. And then finally you will get right destination. So he said, you be very clear with these things. Hear from the right, first he said, it all starts with hearing from the right source. Don't be too inquisitive to hear from here and there. Just stick to what Prabhupada has given. उनका पिछला दिन का प्रेरणा भी एकदम ऑलमोस्ट हेवी था. मैंने वो प्रेरणा सुना नहीं, पर प्रेरणा के बारे में वो गौरव लीला बोल रहा था. पीपल आर लुकिंग एट इच अदर, एकदम इट वॉज ऑलमोस्ट लाइक अ ब्रह्मचारी क्लास ओनली, ब्रह्मचारी क्लास ओनली.
यूथ
को तो इट वॉज लाइक, मतलब हेवी हिटिंग क्लास था. इट वॉज लाइक मतलब उसके अंदर मेरा ये है निकल चार्जर फ्रेंडशिप में रहेगा शायद
सोचा
okay. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur sort of very nicely blended these two parts, but at the same time he did not make the external part sound very compulsory. वो compulsory बोल के कभी भी Bhaktivinoda Thakur का writings में emphasis नहीं किया. Even though in his Jayavadharma and other things, he very seemingly indicates the external part also. पर उसको कंपलसरी मैंडेटरी बोल के उनका राइटिंग्स में कभी भी उन्होंने एम्फसाइज नहीं किया. एंड उसको एक स्टेप फॉरवर्ड भक्तिसिद्धांत ठाकुर टुक, ही इन वन सेंस रिजेक्टेड द एक्सटर्नल पार्ट ऑफ इट. अपेरेंटली द कंट्रोवर्सी अबाउट वेदर आर नॉट भक्तिसिद्धांत टॉट द राग मार्ग अरोज बिकॉज ही एंड हिज डिसिपल्स एंड अमंग देम एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद मोस्टली टॉट रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी इंटरनल पाथ और इनर पाथ ऑफ मन शिक्षा rather than the equally bona fide external path taught to Vakreshwar Pandit and then eventually handed over to Gopal Guru and Dhyan Chandra Goswamis, who wrote it down in his Gaur Govinda Archana Smarana Paddhati. So then she writes that first of all we have to examine the overall nature of each path along with the differences and similarities between them. Then we can consider the reasons why Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur chose the internal path over the external path. So then she writes that the nature of the external path is a series of mantra with corresponding meditations on various personalities. There are some instructions about when to say which mantra, like during waking up, what mantra, during resting, what mantra, and so on. Indeed, the name of the manual includes the word Archana, meaning deity worship. The book is lengthy and it would take quite some time each day to follow all these procedures, which are mostly in addition to what he has to practice his other sadhana, like four regulative principles, 16 rounds and whatever, or Unka is 64 rounds, whatever it may be. Uske alawa ye sab archana padati karna chahiye. And Dhyan Chandra Goswami prescribes meditations on Lord Chaitanya, Panchatattva, one's guru, oneself as a pure sadhaka, oneself in the Siddharupa as a young gopi, meditation on Krishna, Radharani, and then the Ashta Sakis, then the Ashta Manjaris. And it was like a very, very elaborate kind of description of Archana. And then there are also meditations on the holy places, Navadvip, Vrindavan, and the Ashtakaliya Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Krishna. So, matlab it was like 3-4 ghanta to aaram se kali ye paddhati ko karne mein hi jaye. And apart from that, you have to do your other practices. So, which means it would need solid 6 to 8 hours easily every day. So, but the inner path of Manasiksha describes also mainly on the inner states of desires, motivation, emotion, the kind of spiritual inclination that one needs to develop, and purification from the gross level to subtle purification, how it is a prerequisite to actually develop these very exalted emotions. But at the same time, external behavior we mentioned kiya hai, in terms of meditation, worshipping, glorifying, serving, wo sab bhi hai, but it's in a more generic way rather than ye order mein batana hai aur inka yehi mantra bolna hai, waisa kuch nahi. It's not there in the internal path. And his paddhati is very short in content. But actually, if you see the kind of internal change, and ek verse is like a big zip file, and it takes years and years of proper practice to get that kind of purification of heart. Both the exoteric and esoteric paths have similar implicit parameters of qualification for following their instruction. In both cases, the qualified practitioner would... So, abhi ye differences ho gaya. Similarities kya hai? Similarities hai, dono ka certain implicit parameters of qualification hai. Pehla hai, he should have a guru or gurus. And he must have received the holy name and mantra from the guru. And his worship should be aimed at Radha and Krishna only, Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan only. And it must be in the line of Lord Chaitanya. Ye char cheez hai, jo internal path or external path ke liye same hai. And meditation on Lalita Devi, Vishakha Devi, Rupa Goswami, ye sab dono path ka common hai. But the esoteric path hai, matlab the path given by the internal path, it has a very strongly implied template of the practitioner being a Manjari Gopi in Radharani's group only. And the exoteric path or the external path has the same template, but very explicitly it mentions. Dhyan Chandra Goswami ka Gaur Govinda Archana Smarana Paddhati mein, there is no mention of Vatsalyaras, Sakyaras, Dasyaras, Shantaras ka kuch varanan nahi hai. Only Madhuryaras. And somehow, in our Acharya's writings, this comes forth very strongly. Even though they give generic explanations of the other rasas, with like some detail, especially in పద్యర సంరచనలు, బట్ ద ఎలాబరేట్ డిస్కషన్ ఇస్ అబౌట్ మానవీయ రసం. జైవధర్మమే ఇదే, జైవధర్మమే అంత ఓ రస సెక్షన్ని 80% డిస్కషన్ ఇస్ అబౌట్ మాధుర్య రస. అదర్ రసాస్ ఆర్ దోదో తీన్ తీన్ రసం మిల్కే ఏక్ చాప్టర్ మే డిస్కస్ కియా, మాధుర్య రస్ కా కాలి 10 చాప్టర్ డిస్కషన్. సో ఇట్ వెరీ మచ్ లుక్స్ లైక్ ది హోల్ పరంపర ఈస్ గియర్డ్ టువర్డ్స్ పుషింగ్ ది ప్రాక్టిషనర్ ఇన్ దట్ లైన్ ఓన్లీ, ఆర్ క్రియేటింగ్ అన్ అపిటైట్ ఫర్ సర్వింగ్ their lordships in this particular mood. Even though there is possibility that one could aspire for other rasas, but then the parampara seems to encourage and nourish this particular sentiment very strongly. Mana Siksha is doing it, and the Gaur Govinda Archana Smarana Paddhati also is doing it. Bhaktivinoda Thakur does it. So, but it will become less and less explicit when the parampara moves on, when people become less and less qualified initially. So with so much impurities, there is lot of time for anartha navritti that needs to go on before they can actually be told these things. Actually,
keep
charges
jo apne bole na, wo discipline hai ki meditation on Lalita Vishakha and group on Arun Bhor. तो राम में तो अपना हम लोगों को रहता नहीं कभी, जो अपना इंटरनल पार्ट रहता है उसमें कभी आता है, एंड में कभी आता है.
नहीं, he mentions ना 11th वर्ष में या 10th वर्ष में you should pray to Krishna to engage in service and like that. So you should pray to Krishna for mercy, pray to Radharani to engage in Krishna service, pray to Lalita Devi to train you in be a servant of Radharani, pray to Vishakha Devi for spontaneous devotional service, and pray to Radha Kund for something, pray to Giriraj Govardhan for
so, generally like that. It's not on meditation, but just say harina mein waisa nahi, just pray. It's not like jaise apna holy name hai waisa wo time ka meditation, just be pray in between thing.
Yeah. What exactly it is, थोड़ा आगे पढ़ेंगे, परपोट पढ़ेंगे तो ये तो जस्ट ओवरव्यू है, आगे पढ़ेंगे तो थोड़ा इट विल बिकम अ लिटिल मोर क्लियर. द मेन डिफरेंस इज दैट द एक्सटर्नल पाथ इज ऑल अबाउट द डिटेल्स ऑफ व्हाट अ प्रैक्टिशनर शुड डू, व्हाट ही शुड से, व्हाट ही शुड थिंक अबाउट, बट द इंटरनल पाथ हैज ब्रीफ एंड जनरल प्रिस्क्रिप्शन फॉर व्हाट टू डू से एंड थिंक अबाउट, being mostly about the deep inner changes of motive, drive and desire that occur within a path, within as the path is traversed. The inner path has the additional explicit qualification in the beginning of giving up pride, having rati and already having spontaneous attraction for Krishna and Vrindavan. These are additional rules which are very explicitly mentioned in the internal path. You must already have attraction only for Radha and Krishna worship in Vrindavan, and you must endeavor to give up pride and all those things. But ये सब बहुत बड़ा internal changes है. तो ये सब थोड़ा you know it takes you over how you can do it like that. All of which are notably absent in Gaur Govinda Archana Smarana Paddhati. Certainly the two parts could be combined, with the external path supplying the details for the outer practice and the internal path supplying the transformations which happen while engaged in that practice. Agar aap ye practice external practice mein aap engage ho rahe hain to ye internal change hona chahiye, or you have to work on it. There is no doubt that the outer path is dependent on the inner path for success. However, the inner path is not so dependent on the outer path. Because to attain perfection, one need not, as we mentioned, perform the Gaur Govinda Archana Smarana Paddhati. It is mandatory. Nahi. Ek Siddha Pranali Mantra Lena Hai, Siddha Deha Lena Hai, Guru Se, it is mandatory. Nahi. It seems like from Raghunath Das Goswami's explanation, holy name itself reveals. So, a person could become an expert at the rituals and prayers even expert at the meditation in a superficial way without either the initial qualification or ongoing purification. This path is thus highly dependent on the personal presence and guidance of a guru who is both highly perceptive and scrupulously honest. Unko kuch ulterior motive nahi hona chahiye. His only motive must be to push the disciple to spiritual perfection. And he must be highly perceptive with regards to whether the disciple is qualified for receiving it or not. And constant guidance chahiye. It is very much dependent on the personal presence of a guru and his constant scrupulous attention. Also, as it involves lengthy procedures, the external path is most suitable for persons who have retired from the world. It cannot be easily followed in many different circumstances. Householders ko to impossible. The internal path by its very nature cannot be either imitated or ritualized. Internal path ko aap ritualize karne ka possibly nahi. Also, as the external behavior prescribed for this path are very general, there is broad scope for application to time, place and circumstances. Whereas the external path becomes very specific, only Grihatyagi devotees can practice it, or those who are retired. Of great importance is the fact that the superficial behaviors of those on the inner internal path can be almost indistinguishable for persons who are practitioners of Vaidhi Bhakti. So, internal path jo follow kar rahe hain, abhi Sachidananda Maharaj bolte hain, my practice is following in the paddhati of Manasiksha. I follow in the footsteps of Manasiksha. My practice is this. But Sachidananda Maharaj ka din bhar aap observe karenge, to aap koi bol sakta hai kya ki wo raganu ko sadhana kar rahe hain? Nahi. Ki same mahamantra, same deity worship, same everything. पर इंटरनल इंपिटस क्या है, हाउ मच इनर चेंजेस आर हैपनिंग, हाउ मच ही इज वर्किंग ऑन दैट, वी डू नॉट नो. अगर कोई मनशिक्षा का इंटरनल पद्धति फॉलो कर रहा है तो पता ही नहीं चलेगा आपको,
तो ब्रजवासी इंस्पिरेशन रहेगा, दैट विल बी इंपिटस, शास्त्र नहीं
रहेगा. या शास्त्र दे विल फॉलो द शास्त्रस
बट सेकेंडरी हो जाता है, प्राइमरी ये रहेगा, सेकेंडरी शास्त्र.
Therefore, those who are attached to the outer path or do not know of the inner path may think that all those who follow the inner path are not on the Raga Marga at all. This is the problem. Therefore, kisi ko internal path, manasiksha ka internal path ke dwara bhi Raganuga Bhakti kar sakte hain. Ye jisko pata nahi hai, वो जब ये लोगों को देखेंगे तो वो सोचेंगे ओ रे ये तो वैदिक साधक हूं, ऐसी सोचेंगे. फ्रॉम द अबव एनालिसिस इट इज रेडीली अपेरेंट व्हाई श्रील भक्तिसिद्धांत स्वामी ठाकुर डिड नॉट टीच द आउटर पाथ टू हिज फॉलोअर्स बट इन मेनी प्लेसेस एंड इन मेनी वेज ही गेव इंस्ट्रक्शंस दैट पैरेलल द इनर पाथ. लेट अस एग्जामिन द स्पेसिफिक वेज इन विच द आउटर पाथ वॉज मिसयूज्ड in Bhaktisiddhanta's time and still is today, prompting his emphasis on the inner path. The first misuse is an exclusive or nearly exclusive emphasis on attainment of the mood of Radha's Manjari Gopis. Even the mood of Radha's Sakhi Gopis is usually excluded, often with some disdain. What to speak of the mood of parental, friendly or servant love? Instead of a guru aiding a practitioner to unfold and nurture an individual's own spontaneously awakened mood, a pseudo guru prescribes the same generic Manjari Gopi mood to everyone. So, the guru has to specifically be very, very elevated soul, and he must understand that disciples' proclivity and then give an appropriate form. But then it became like very diluted, all pseudo gurus and pseudo disciples. Well, Bhagavatam class mera, he started the class like this. This Kali Yuga is the age of cheaters and the cheated. This is how he started the Bhagavatam class. A second misuse is defining Raganuga Sadhana exclusively as solitary bhajan with specific prayers and meditation in a specific order. Even a preacher or teacher of Krishna consciousness would be disqualified from being a practitioner of Raganuga Bhakti in this concept. What to speak of a householder with a job or a business? So, ekdam ye order mein ye karne ka, matlab it became like तो ये मैकेनिकल चीजों को रोज करेगा तो आप रागानों की साधना कर रहे हैं वैसा, बट एट द सेम टाइम आपको काफी टाइम चाहिए, तो मतलब कॉमन हाउस होल्डर्स दे आर नॉट क्वालिफाइड फॉर दिस प्रोसेस, ऐसा हो जाएगा. देर आर इवन मेनी पर्सन इन द लाइन ऑफ भक्ति सिद्धांत हू मिसअंडरस्टैंड रागानों का साधना भक्ति अकॉर्डिंग टू दीज टू वेज in which the external path has been misinterpreted and applied as explained above. However, it is in the next third area of misunderstanding and misapplication where confusion has been compounded. The third area kya hai? The third area where the external path has been misapplied is in how a person starts the raga path and the relationship among the path itself, the guru and the practitioner. We recall that in both the external and internal paths, a relationship with a guru or gurus is required. Instructions from and meditations on sadhus, whether physically present on the earth or departed, is also required in both paths. However, neither in Gaur Govinda Archana Smarana Paddhati nor in Manasiksha do we find clear or explicit instructions about what role specifically one's guru might or must play in the development of an individual's raga marga beyond the giving of the holy name and mantras. Even though guru chahiye bolke guru ko upasana karna hai bolke gurau goshte goshta lai shuve se shuru hota hai, but both the Gaur Govinda Archana Smarana Paddhati and Manas Siksha does not explicitly say guru ka exact role kya hai. Matlab unka idhar मंत्र दे देते हैं स्वमंत्रे श्री नाम नी मन शिक्षा से. एक्सटर्नल बात सेज ही गिव्स अ सिद्ध देह सिद्ध प्रणाली, पर उसके बाद क्या है रोल, गुरु का क्या रोल है वो एक्सप्लिसिटली दिया नहीं. तो काफी सारा जगह पे क्या होता है, खाली वो सिद्ध प्रणाली दे देते हैं, सिद्ध देह दे देते हैं, बस देन देयर इज नो रोल ऑफ द गुरु एंड दिस पर्सन कैन डू व्हाट एवर ही वांट्स. We do find general statements, for example, in the Shri Mukta Charitram of Raghunath Das Goswami. Nama Sreshtam Manumapi Shachi Putram Matra Swarupam Shri Rupam Tasya Grajam Murupurim Maturim Goshtavatim Radha Kundam Girivara Mahoradika Madhavasham प्राप्तो यस्य प्रतित कृपया श्री गुरुं तं नतोस्मि. I bow down to the beautiful lotus feet of my spiritual master by whose causeless mercy I have obtained the supreme holy name, the divine mantra, the service of the son of Sri Shachimata, the association of Srila Swarup Damodar, Rupa Goswami and his older brother Sanatan Goswami, the supreme abode of Mathura, the blissful abode of Vrindavan, the divine Radhakund and Govardhan Hill, and the desire within my heart for loving service of Sri Radhika and Madhava in Vrindavan. This is very, very nice verse, very often quoted verse. In fact, we should memorize this verse. By many acharyas, they often quote this verse of Raghunath Das Goswami. This is a very valid prayer to the Guru, expressing our all the more in the case of the residents of GU, because all of this very explicitly is valid for our prayers. Because literally Maharaj has given the holy name, the holy mantra, service to Sachinandan, Association of Srila Swarup Damodar, Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, Supreme Abode of Mathura, the Blissful Abode of Vrindavan, the Divine Radha Kund, Govardhan Hill, and the desire within my heart for loving service of Sri Radhika and Madhava and Vrindavan. All of this has been given. So, I think this is a good verse to memorize. We will take a few minutes to a clear mention of mention, but not very in detail mention of the role that Guru plays in developing attraction and giving to the disciple all these things. The holy name, the mantra, his association with service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the association of the Guru Parampara including Swarup Damodar Goswami, Rupa Goswami and the Sanatan Goswami, and then the Mathura Mandal, the holy place of Mathura Mandal, within which Vrindavan, within which Radha Kunda, within which the Govardhan Hill, and the desire to serve Radha and Krishna. Everything is given by Shri Guru. Therefore, I constantly offer my obeisances to the lotus feet of Shri Guru. Like that. From the word praptaha, a reader could infer that the Guru gives a Siddha Pranali initiation when the disciple is told his or her eternal name, form, dress and so forth, the 11 items of identity. However, one could just as easily infer that the awakening and realization of the 11 items of our eternal identity happen from following our Guru's general or specific instructions. So, it is so clear. So, मतलब ये 11 चीज सिद्ध प्रणाली के साथ गुरु देते हैं. बोलते हैं कि अच्छा मुझे तो दूसरा चीज लग रहा है, मुझे तो क्लियरली लग रहा है कि ये 11 चीज गुरु का इंस्ट्रक्शन फॉलो करने से ही मिल जाएगा. मतलब इट डस नॉट एक्सप्लिसिटली सेड हाउ. द वर्स इटसेल्फ डस नॉट से दैट द गुरु गिव्स दीस थिंग्स थ्रू सिद्ध प्रणाली. This might as well be interpreted as by following the general and specific instructions of the Guru, one automatically gets these 11 things. See, Abhi, now I am getting with hearing all these stories of this simple for the simple, O Mataji, Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj, Abhi Radha Govind Swami Maharaj ka main kafi suna this time. Matlab, now he is like more or less like Nirjan Bhajan statement, like constantly hearing Bhagavatam, matlab tears in his eyes, chanting. Matlab, kafi unka 4-5 days I stayed with one of his sannyas candidate disciples, Mathuradish Prabhu bolke. Vrindavan mein we stayed together in the same room. डेली रात को हमारा 11 11:30 बज जाता था बात करते 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 करते
अमरेंद्र को आए थे ना उनके बस पे. हां मैंने बात किया उनसे,
वो भी थोड़ी डीडी से दर्शन लिए ना. ही वाज द टीयर्स ऑफ फॉलिंग फ्रॉम द आइज ऐसा है रहा जस्ट विद इन 1 2 मिनट्स ऑफ टेकिंग दर्शन एंड देन हम लोग देखा तो फिर आगे चले गए वहां भी एंड देन ही वाज टॉकिंग टू समथिंग और कुछ प्रेमानंद को कुछ तो पूछा उन्होंने. उनके पिताजी बोले की He's just years old and read Bhagavad Gita, he does nothing else other than this. Bas yehi to chiz karte. Old day he is just reading and hearing bas. And main thing is while hearing only he remembers everything. Wo ek baar sunte he get realization also. Sunte hi lagta hai aur fir wo likhte ho.
Party, father, mummy sab likhte.
So he iska Bhagavad Gita class na bahut hi zabardast tha. He just connecting the same line sab inka and he's unka matlab his whole schedule till next September is packed ki abhi yahan jayenge abhi UAE mein jayenge fir Delhi hai Delhi ke baad mera aur yahan next Sunday mera mein do din class hai Saturday ko Saturday to do ka Sunday to uska matlab and he told that how did I got this just serve the lotus feet of guru bola I have dedicate my whole life to serving the instruction of Guru. Agar aapne Guru ka fan ho kya na? Haan. I don't consider Kala Guru Maharaj Jagan Maharaj different. I will come in Yatra also for 5 days. So if you just serve the instruction of your Guru Maharaj, you will get everything in your life. So that is my secret of your Guru. So what, example, what does a sparrow have? Give me another option I will take. But the sparrow doesn't have any option other than getting any power. So literally you see how much is absorbed.
Is everything.
See actually na, you are seeing, I am seeing, you know, people who have that implicit faith, they are giving the benefit. So isliye humko,
main humko pucha, what is it, since you are staying in US, lot of bridge preaching, those concepts are coming in question. So what is your understanding of bridge preaching? Bridge preaching can be done by those who are in Braj. Because heart is always in Braj, they can do all those things. Because they are like, if you try to do that without, then you will be like, you will go on the other side of the bridge, then bringing.
Anyway, but the point is, he was sharing, because this Mudradish Prabhu was personally bacche se Gaur Govind Maharaj ne unko Gaur Govind Maharaj, but before he got initiation from Gaur Govind Maharaj, Gaur Govind Maharaj passed away. So then he took initiation from Radha Govind Maharaj. So Gaur Govind Maharaj कौन सा साल में पास 1970s में तो लेटर ही तो अभी कितना उम्र है उनका मेरा उम्र सन्यास कैंडिडेट है 38 years old सन्यास कैंडिडेट अभी वो सब डिटेल्स पूछो मैं तो So the point is he was sharing. Gaur Govind Maharaj ka bhi aur Radha Govind Maharaj ka bhi.
Ye kidhar mere Darwad mein?
Bol raha hu na Vrindavan bol. So we were staying in the same room. Ekdam mera to pura din class rehta tha uske baad main pura
Prabhu ji kya karte the?
He is wo sanyasi ka ye hai na matlab they have to
six candles bhakti
vaibhav
iske
nahi
bhakti samrat maharaj udhar aaye the professor bhakti shastri bhakti vaibhav likhne ke liye before his sanyas he was writing the exam
usne bhi mila unse wo time anyway so ye sab yaar alag alag details mat puchho but the point I'm trying to make is he was sharing about Radha Govind Maharaj and Gaur Govind Maharaj ka kafi zara past times matlab these are people who did not personally get any siddha pranali or anything but they are clearly they have reached that platform so aur kya chahiye aapko proof so the point is so the word Unfortunately, so there are statements in various places that a Raganuga Sadhaka should consult with Guru or Sadhus as revelations unfold and such could also be a reasonable meaning of Praptaha, like that. Unfortunately, deviant persons and groups, some perhaps well-intentioned, turned Siddha Pranali into a farce by giving unqualified persons a generic list of the aspects of their so-called spiritual identity. However, meditation on a pseudo-spiritual identity not only has no value, but also impedes the awakening of one's real identity. The parody of Siddha Pranali has had ill effects for the Gaudiya Vaishnava community in general. Equating Raganuga Sadhana with Siddha Pranali and rejecting the latter leads misinformed persons to reject the former also. Which means, some people may think that Raganuga Sadhana means Siddha Pranali. So therefore they may reject the internal path. So, but by rejecting the internal path, they are actually rejecting the Raganuga Sadhana only, because they will not get any
benefit of
practicing the external path without purifying their heart by practicing the internal path. Additionally, such equating prevents Vaishnavas from recognizing a non-Siddha Pranali path as bona fide. Therefore, they do not adopt the internal path even when they are qualified to do so. So some persons may be qualified to accept the internal path, wo bhi accept nahi karega because of being ill-informed. In Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's time, Gaudiya Vaishnavas in general identified Raganuga Sadhana primarily with the above three perversions of external path. Bhaktisiddhanta therefore taught the inner path of Raghunath Das Goswami. He denounced the false practices that imitated the external path, resulting in much confusion as to whether he taught Raganuga Sadhana at all. Most certainly he did so. Abhi Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur ka writings and speeches mein se wo quote karenge. How Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur actually spoke and described the inner path, and Prabhupada also. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur likhte hain in his Gaudiya bolke in the Darvasha magazine. He says, you should not consider anartha navritti as prayojan, for thus surmising can never enter into artha pravritti. So one should not think anartha navritti as the prayojan. Then you will not aspire for artha pravritti. Artha pravritti means attaining prema. Therefore, I will begin speaking about Ashtakaliya Leela. Ye kon bol rahe? Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur bol rahe. I will speak about Ashtakaliya Leela. Dekho, next kya likhte hain. Let those who have chanted Harinam for 15 or 20 years hear such topics. Do not think that Ashtakaliya Leela is the property of the Prakrita Sahajiyas. It is actually our affair. It has to be retrieved from the hands of those cheaters. Let us briefly examine some of the strongest evidence that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was teaching the inner path of Raganuga Bhakti. First, we can study the Gaudiya Math logo, jo niche hai wo Gaudiya Math ka logo hai, which Bhaktisiddhanta designed himself and which was on every issue of his official magazine. Lord Chaitanya is at the top. Main bolte bolte wo logo dekh ke jao, and the words Guru and Gaudiya, वो एग्जैक्टली नीचे है उसका मिला. द लैटर इंडिकेटिंग द संघ और ग्रुप ऑफ डिवोटीज. गौड़िया मीन्स गुरु एंड वैष्णवास, दैट्स व्हाट इट मीन्स. एट द बॉटम इन द मिडिल इज द होली नेम ओम नमः. ओम नाम, ओम नाम है एज ट्रूली द सेंटर ऑफ एवरीथिंग. द सेंटर ऑफ एवरीथिंग इज द होली नेम. काउंटर क्लॉक वाइज फ्रॉम द टॉप on the left half of the circle is the word Viddhi, devotional practice impelled by scripture and logic, Vaidhi Sadhana. Okay? Clockwise from the top on the whole right half of the circle is the word Raga. Okay? The Viddhi half contains a book of Pancharatra, the rules of deity worship. The Lord and his consort are pictured on this left side as Lakshmi Narayan, followed by a bell, incense and the word Archana, deity worship. The Raga half contains a book of Bhagavatam, the stories and philosophy of Krishna, his devotees and his incarnations. Then there is a drawing of Radha Krishna followed by a Mridanga drum and printing press alongside the word Kirtanam. Archanam, Kirtanam. Lakshmi Narayan, Radha Krishna.
Two tracks.
Pancharatri ki Bhagavad.
They go together. फिर purification certain full purification नहीं हुआ करके पांचरात्रि also needed just engage the mind senses.
So our way, our acharyas have responded to this issue of premature this thing by emphasizing on the पांचरात्रि की विधि वैदि साधना.
So
every issue is addressed in different paramparas in different ways. So, all paramparas do not respond to the same issues in the same way. They have their own way. So, our parampara responded by emphasizing the inner path given by Raghunath Das Goswami and by emphasizing Vaidhi Bhakti as very much prerequisite before Raghanuga. Like that. The inner points of the star have the words Yasha, Shri, Jnana, Vairagya, Aishwarya and Virya. From the logo it is clear Bhakti Siddhanta's process of Raghanuga Sadhana Bhakti is based on the holy name and on Shastra such as the Srimad Bhagavatam with the aim of pleasing Radha Krishna and obtaining the shelter of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Taking their shelter. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada used the same Gaudiya Math logo on the gate of the ISKCON property in Mayapur, West Bengal. Here he writes about the principle behind the logo and then speaks about the logo itself. Neophyte devotees worship the Lord according to Pancharatrika Vidhi or the regulative principles enjoyed in the Narada Pancharatra. Radha Krishna cannot be approached by the neophyte devotees. Therefore, temple worship according to regulative principles is offered to Lakshmi Narayan. Although there may be Radha Krishna Vigraha, or the form, the worship of the neophyte devotee is acceptable as Lakshmi Narayan worship in that mode, but the form of Radha Krishna only. Worship according to the Pancharatriki Vidhi is called Vidhi Marga, and according to the Bhagavat Vidhi is called Raga Marga. Very clear. The principle of Raga Marga are especially meant for devotees who are elevated to the Vrindavan platform, which means Yatra Raga Anabhav Tatva, where Raga is manifest. That loba for lobamayi shraddha towards the practice of bhakti as the Vrajavasis, when one has reached that part, then he accepts the Bhagavat Marga. The principles of the Raga Marga are especially meant for devotees who are elevated to the platform of Vrindavan platform. The inhabitants of Vrindavan are actually on the Raga Marga or Bhagavat Marga platform. They participate in five basic rasas: Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya and Shanta. This is in Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, 24th chapter, 45 and 46 of 4th May. Then Prabhupada writes, my Guru Maharaj introduced, you have seen the, what is called? The signia, that signia. One side Pancharatriki Vidhi, one side Bhagavat Vidhi. That is, I have seen that Gaudiya Math emblem. Yes. And so actually Bhagavat Marga is very strong. That is sufficient. But without Pancharatriki Vidhi, this polluted body, polluted mind of the devotee cannot be purified. Which means there is a provision within the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya to purify the polluted body and mind of the devotee. And that is the Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. So Prabhupada is quite clear. Prabhupada does not say that to purify your body and mind you first need Varnashram and then only you can do Bhakti. Isn't it all right? Purification is through Vaidhi Marga and then Raghanuga Marga. From Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's logo, we find both his emphasis on Raghanuga and the means to follow that Raghanuga. What is the means to follow Raghanuga?
Bhagavat
and printing press. Sankirtan. కీర్తనం, కీర్తన్ మృదంగ, దెన్ రాధాకృష్ణ వర్షిప్ భాగవతం. దట్ ఈస్ ద మీన్స్ టు ప్రాక్టీస్ రాగానుగా. లెట్ అస్ ఎగ్జామిన్ హిస్ ఓన్ పర్సనల్ ప్రాక్టీసెస్ అండ్ వాట్ హీ టాట్ హిస్ డిసైపుల్స్. కోన్ భక్తి సిద్ధాంతం. రిగార్డింగ్ హిస్ ఓన్ ప్రాక్టీసెస్, హీ వాజ్ ద డిసైపుల్ ఆఫ్ గౌరకిషోర్ దాస్ బాబాజీ, హూ టాట్ ఇన్ ది వర్షిప్ ఆఫ్ రాధాకృష్ణ అండ్ విప్రలంబ విప్రలంబ రసాంబోధే పదాంబోజాయతే నమః. ద మోడ్ ఆఫ్ సెపరేషన్. భక్తి సిద్ధాంత ఎస్పెషలీ లైక్డ్ వన్ సాంగ్ ఆఫ్ రఘునాథ్ దాస్ గోస్వామి, ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ సెపరేషన్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమతి రాధారాణి. He copied those songs of separation and made them the basis of his personal meditations. He revealed that Nayana Mani Manjari is his ultimate spiritual ideal identity. Who?
Saraswati
Thakur. It is well known that Sri Vrajapattana was the place of his intense bhajan, where he had performed the vow of chanting a billion names. Therefore, rather than receiving formal Siddha Pranali, we find evidence that Bhaktisiddhanta himself, under the guidance of his guru, accepted at least some of the major practices of the outer path. External path, some practices he did. However, the bulk of his life was as an active preacher, establishing temples, distributing the holy name and printing books, which are not followed by people in the external path. Bhakti Siddhanta's critics claim that printing and preaching is merely preparation for private meditation. Nirjan bhajan ka tayyari hai bolte hain.
Printing and
Yet Bhakti Siddhanta is equating a book publishing with kirtan and both with raga bhakti is firmly based on the esoteric path of spontaneous love. Esoteric means internal path. Let us consider these verses from the Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, which is quoted from Govinda Lilamrita. Sakya Shri Radhikaya Vrajakumuda Vidor Radhini Nama Shakte Saramsha Prema Valya Kishalaya Dala Pushpadi Tulya Svatulyaha Siktayam Krishna Lilamrita Rasa Nichaye Ullasantyam Amushyam Jatollasa Swasheka Shatagunam Adikam Santi Yattanna Chitram. యద్యపి సకీర కృష్ణ సంగమే నాహి మాన తథాపి రాధికా యత్నే కరాన్ కరాన సంగమ నానా చలే కృష్ణ ప్రేరి సంగమ కరాయ్ ఆత్మ కృష్ణ సంగ హైతే కోటి సుఖ పాయ్ అన్యోన్య విశుద్ధ ప్రేమే కరే రస పుష్ట తాసబార ప్రేమ దేకి కృష్ణ హయ తుష్ట. రామానందరాయ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్స్ హియర్ హౌ ద గోపీస్ ఇన్క్లూడింగ్ శ్రీమతి రాధారాణి feel more happiness when bringing others to enjoy with Krishna than when enjoying directly with Krishna themselves. So bringing others to Krishna is what? Preaching. Samjana? So how can you say that it is not...
It is just a means to attend the Nirjan.
This attitude of feeling more happiness at the happiness of others brings Krishna great satisfaction. Lord Chaitanya himself, Krishna in Radharani's mood, spent a large portion of his manifest time on earth as a public preacher and teacher. But of course, towards the end,
large portion starting
24 saal to unhone khud ka ye kya padhai padhai ho aur last 6 saal to unhone aise 6 saal hi kiya hai
unke life se apna.
But anyway,
18 years to Nirjan Bhajan,
spent a large portion of his manifest part time on earth as a public preacher. He doesn't say that majority portion, but large portion. 24 chodo, his devotee ka isme out of 24, 6, which means 1/4 at least he spent as preacher. Anyway, aage kya likhte hain, because he did spend not the last 18 years, but 18 ka second half you can say he mainly spent in Nirjan Bhajan, but otherwise as soon as he came back to Puri after sannyas, he spent a lot of time with devotees in Sankirtan pastimes. Beda Kirtan and other pastimes he performed. Oh, last few years only he went into complete Rajan Bhajan.
Maybe 12.
I think maybe, yeah. 12 years or even less than that. Maybe. Many of his disciples who are the chief examples of Raga Bhakti spent much of their time both studying and writing books. It is entirely fitting that a person who follows Sri Rupa and who is aspiring for or already on the Raga Marga would use a Mridanga and printing press to nurture their attachment to the divine couple. Bhakti Siddhanta constantly gave emphasis, as does Raghunath Das Goswami in Manasiksha, on an internal change of motive and consciousness that must occur when traversing on the path of Raga. It is on this point, more than any other, where we find firm evidence for Bhaktisiddhanta teaching the inner path of Raganuga Sadhana. He does not deny the role of Guru and Sadhus in understanding one's spiritual identity. Rather, the following letter encapsulates Bhaktisiddhanta's teachings and view. This is from Bhaktisiddhanta's letter, which he wrote in November 17, 1930. So he writes, "The Ashtakaliya Leela and related topics that you have heard about from Vaishnavas in Vrindavan is undoubtedly worshipable. Yet, how these pastimes are conceived in the state of infestation by anarthas is not at all worshipable. By repeated chanting, a special individual is capable of knowing these matters, which is the identity of the Swarupa. By attaining anartha nivritti, one's Swarupa is automatically awakened, and the eternal mode of thinking that is innate to it manifests, automatically exists. Those who profess to teach or reveal this identity are deceitful, for it cannot be done. On the other hand, if a devotee receives some inspiration after sincerely chanting for a long time, he should go to the Sadguru or an advanced devotee and ask that it be confirmed and purified by him. As a result of sincere chanting for a long time, when he gets some revelations, he should go to a Sadguru, reveal to him and get it confirmed and purified by him. The Swarupa has Ekadasha, 11 aspects. He actually talks about Namasreshtam, Manumapi, Sachiputram, Atra Swarupam, Shri Rupam, Tasyagrajam, Maturim, Urupurim, Maturim, Goshtavati, Radha Kundam, Girivaramaho, Radhika Madhavasham, Prapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Shri Gurustam Natosmi. 11 aspects. But of course, this 11 and this 11 is not exactly same. There are many other things like the dress, particular service, name. That is another 11. Oh, Ekadasha Alaga, Ekadasha Alaga. It's not same name, sorry. There are many cases of unscrupulous gurus who artificially force-feed these topics to unqualified practitioners. Yet, that cannot be called a symptom of spiritual perfection. Those who have achieved Swarup Siddhi gain such a realization through internal revelation. The guru's only involvement is to assist his disciples' ongoing advancement. As a sadhaka progresses towards Siddhi, all these things are naturally revealed within the Sevon Mukha heart. Very clear. Very clear. So by the grace of Guru and advanced devotees, all is revealed, but a formal Siddha Pranali is not necessary. Oh, galat nahi hai, but mandatory bhi nahi hai. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote, Purna Vikashita Haiya Braje More Jaya Laya Dekaya More Swarupa Vilasa More Siddha Deha Deya Krishna Pashe Rakhe Giya Edehe Rakare Sarvanasha. This is from the book Sharanagati, The Glories of the Holy Name. Blossoming fully the flower of the holy name takes me to Vraja and reveals to me his own love dalliance. This name gives to me my own eternal spiritual body, keeps me right by Krishna's side, and completely destroys everything related to the mortal frame of mind. So, here clearly it says, holy name reveals. In a letter on 18th December 1932, Bhaktisiddhanta similarly wrote, only the holy name can reveal the spiritual form of the living being and cause him to be attracted to Krishna's form, qualities and pastimes. Indeed, the potency of the holy name is one of the key teachings of Lord Chaitanya himself, as we see in Chaitanya Charitamrita Antyalila. Tarama Dyesar Vasreshta Nama Sankirtan Nirabarade Nama Lai Lai Pai Premadhan. The ultimate conclusion is that Bhaktisiddhanta taught purification of anarthas through chanting the holy name. Deity worship, study of the Shastras, visiting the holy place, serving the devotees and helping others to take up to Krishna consciousness, all under the direction of a guru. Let's look very briefly at the inner path of Manasiksha and compare Bhaktisiddhanta's teachings on Raga Bhakti with it. Raghunath Das Goswami says that a practitioner must have Ratim Apurvam Atitaram, unprecedented excessive attachment for Krishna and all related to Krishna. At the very beginning of the path, similarly, Bhaktisiddhanta writes, when you are sincerely eager to serve Krishna, your eternal connection to him in one of the five rasas will be open to you. Throughout Manasiksha, especially in verses 8 to 11, there is an emphasis on serving the Swarup Shakti Radharani. Similarly, Bhaktisiddhanta writes, without serving Radha, no one can ever be eligible to serve Krishna. May you be overwhelmed with desire to be situated in your eternal individual serving position in Madhurya Ras as an eternal maid servant of Radha's Palaya Dasis. This is Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. It's some reference for one of the prime methods of purification given in Manasiksha is to cry out for help from the Lord and his devotees. Bhaktisiddhanta writes, by sincerely calling out to Bhagavan, the Jiva may attain anartha nivritti. There is no other means. Later Prabhupada, he also writes, if we want to show the real glory of Raganuga Bhakti, we ourselves must be expert in the art of bhajan. Bhajan is not an external activity. Loudly call out Naam, then the spirit of enjoyment in the form of laziness will not be able to devour us. Laziness, anartha, anartha navritti to calling out to the holy name. Anartha navritti to taking shelter of the holy name. When that anartha navritti happens, holy name itself reveals the swarup. That is what Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Thakur mentions. Following Manasiksha, the practitioner must give up pride, interest in mundane talks, sinful behavior, deceitfully using Krishna for one's own sense gratification and desire for honor. Only then does Giridhari allow the Jiva to fully worship Gandharvika. And only then does a Jiva fully enter into the realized spiritual service. This is also writing by Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. Bhaktisiddhanta writes in Prakrita Rasa Shatadushani. This is something that he wrote against the Sahajiyas. Na utti avrikshopari faladari tanena rupanuga kramapata vilopata karena. One should never climb into a tree, grasp the unripe fruits and forcibly pull them off. Similarly, the followers of Srila Rupa Goswami never abolished the initial systematic process of devotional service, which is vaidhi. Sevaya unmuka hale jada kata hayena natuva chinmaya kata kaboshruta hayena. When one is enthusiastic for constantly rendering unalloyed devotional service, there is never any possibility for becoming distracted by idle talks related to the mundane world. Otherwise, if one is not enthusiastic, then confidential topics about the all-conscious spiritual world should never be heard. The essence of the inner path involves getting rid of even the finest traces of anarthas, like the second cleansing out of fine dust and sand in the Gundicha temple as described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sukshma dolitrana kankar sabakarah dur balamate shodhanakarah prabhura antapur sabavaishnava layaya bedui bhara shodila deki maha prabhurmane santoshah ila. Bhakti Siddhanta also describes the awakening of raga as a gradual process of internal purity. This is from his writing in the book Gaudiya. Namaparada Kirtan is not Namakirtan. As the bud of the holy name begins to sprout just a little, the supramundane forms of Krishna and his associates become manifest. And when it reaches the flowering stage, the fragrance of Krishna's 64 qualities is experienced. Nama reveals Rupa. Then it's revealing the Guna. Now, when the lotus of the holy name fully expands, Krishna's Ashtakali and Nitya Leela, all the beyond material nature manifests within this world. So basically, that is the process that he is indicating. As is evidenced in this chapter, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati taught the path of spontaneous love for Krishna in Raja Raga Bhakti. He accepted as bona fide both the external and internal paths which Swarup Damodar had imparted to Vakreshwar Pandit and Raghunath Das respectively. However, in Bhaktisiddhanta's time, the external path had generally become a mockery due to unqualified persons' imitative methods. Bhaktisiddhanta and his faithful followers therefore emphasize the internal path of Manasiksha, which is almost impossible to counterfeit. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur ki, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Pad ki, Srila Manasiksha ki. So we'll pause here and continue this discussion.